This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Good evening. This is Steve Anderson. I'm filling in for Eva Herr and Infinite Consciousness this evening. And this evening, I'd like to open up the door to energetic healing, spiritual healing. There's lots of different types of programs out there. And I have an expert on the line, an instructor of Healing Touch, and I'd like to welcome Margie Miller.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Margie. So there are lots of different types of program, and they have different titles, but they're about hands-on healing or spiritual healing or intentional healing. And can you tell me briefly just what is Healing Touch all about?
Well, that's a big question, and I'll do my best to make it brief, but as we go on, I'll probably expand upon it.
Okay, great.
What I initially tell people is that I use my energy, my hands, my intention to balance the energy field around someone's body and in their energy centers in their body. And then we go from there, because to me, energy is energy, and so as I do the energy work and I start balancing someone, then balancing the energies in that person's body, then that person's body actually takes over and does the healing. Because our bodies are phenomenal energy center, energy works. And what happens is that when we get that thing balanced, we have a wonderful life.
Okay, well, that opens up a lot of doors. Why don't you tell me how you got involved with Healing Touch?
Well, that's a good question. I got involved with Healing Touch several years ago, I think it was about 10 or 12 years ago, and it had to do with pain. What happened was is that I was sitting in a seminar, a business seminar in downtown San Diego, and I bent over to get something out of my purse, and when I bent over, my back went out, and it was horrendous pain. And, I mean, it took my breath away. And so I managed to get home. And in a three-week period, I saw the chiropractor, the doctor. I was drugged out of my mind, had needles in my back. And it was about the third week when a friend who is a doctor said, I'd like you to go see this nurse who does Healing Touch. And at that point, you say, can't hurt, might help, I don't know, I'm going to try it. So I did, and I went to this nurse, and I got on a massage table, and she did some kind of barely touching me, but she was doing this work, and she worked on me for about an hour. And I talked all the time because that was my first time, didn't know anything about it, wanted to learn about stuff. And after she was done, I sat up on the massage table and I said, thank you very much. And I was being nice because I really didn't notice that much of a difference, but there was a little. And then that night, which is about 4 or 5 hours later, I was out shopping, walking around one of these great big stores, and my husband's with me, and he says, what's going on? You haven't gotten out of the house for 3 weeks, you haven't been able to walk, and now you're back to your normal again, and you're shopping. And I looked at him, and I said, I wonder if it's that Healing Touch. So at any rate, what happened was, the next day, I had an appointment with a physical therapist, and he put me back on my couch. I couldn't walk again, and I was in a lot of pain, so I called this nurse, and I said, can you fix me? And she said, okay. So I came over the next day, and once again, I got on her massage table, and she barely touched me, and after about an hour, I got up, and this time I was pain-free.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that held?
Well, it held for a while, until I did something stupid again.
Okay.
So, I come to find out with Healing Touch, what happens is with the pain, it can be something like an aspirin where you take it and a little while later, all of a sudden, the pain's gone. Or it can be instantaneous or anything like that. And also, if it's a chronic condition, since my back had been bothering me off and on for 20 years, I had lived with a back pain, either knowing I had a back or excruciating pain, then I found that if I had Healing Touch sessions, continually having little little things to put me back into balance that my body actually started to heal itself. And I, after about, I think it was about 3 months of having sessions periodically, that I went from knowing every day I had a back with pain to being about 95% pain-free in 3 days. And that was from 20 years of pain.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, and then that propelled you into taking workshops?
Yes. Actually, I wanted my husband to do it because I wanted him to do all the work on me.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But he didn't. And so at any rate, I wanted to learn about it, and I found out that anybody could do it. And so I decided I was going to learn how to do this. And I started taking classes, and it was just, I found my niche. That was it, my life's purpose. Purpose was to do healing touch.
And what, had you been in alternative therapies before that? What kind of lifestyle, what kind of business were you in before you started doing this?
I had not done anything with any kind of energy things before. In fact, I have been trained. I am a teacher. I've taught kindergarten through high school. And so I've been in the school systems, and I've also been a ballroom dancer, and I've done many things. I've also been, my husband was in the Navy, and so I was a good military wife and supported him and did all those things that need to be done, but I was never around energy medicine of any kind.
So this must have been an eye-opener for you.
It was tremendous. It was, and it was life-changing, totally.
When did you discover, or how did you discover that you could do the work? And how will somebody know if they have the potential or the capability of actually doing healing touch sessions? How does that work?
Well, actually, anyone can do this. Some are better than others, I have to admit. It's sort of like singing. Everyone can sing, I say, except my husband. But he actually has done the energy classes also, the healing touch classes. Anybody can do this, and it takes practice, actually. And we found that, for example, some people will come into the classes and they've already had a lot of experience with energy work and energy, different types of energy techniques, different types of programs. And then we have people who are just like myself who did not have a clue what was going on but just wanted to learn, and they do very well also. So it is, we work with intention, and our intention is one of the things that makes us the stronger our intention and the more that we work, the more that we practice doing the work, that's what makes us the stronger healers.
So it sounds like it's skill-based, that the more you do it, the better you get. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. The more you do it, the better you get. And also we have classes that we take. We have 5 levels of classes. And so as you progress through the classes, you also develop as a healer.
Okay, I want to hear more about the classes, but why don't you give me some examples of how can this help people? What type of situations, what kind of clients do you see, or who walks into your door for sessions?
Well, healing touch, since it affects so much for people, I have people who come in who are in pain, and I get a lot of stuff with pain, but I also get people who are extremely stressed. They have high anxiety. I get people a request to go into hospice. I have people who are passing over. So there's every aspect of it, because we affect body, mind, and spirit. And I can give you a couple of examples of that.
Okay, great.
For example, I've had one of my clients. It was nice. He was in a lot, not nice. He was in a lot of pain. And he was going through chemotherapy, and he'd been getting massage, he'd been getting acupuncture, he'd been getting another treatment, and he finally told me, I've been working with him weekly, and he told me it was only the healing touch after he had a session with me that actually helped him with his pain, and he was able to sleep after I had done a healing touch session on him. And I've heard from several nurses, especially people who they are, for example, in pain from ICU, where they've had administered as many drugs as they can and the people are still not comfortable, is a nurse who does healing touch will go in and it will so relax and relieve this person, and they become so that they don't have that pain, or it's brought the pain level down so that the people are able to sleep, the people are able to feel better. So that's one example, is just plain pain. Healing touch is fantastic for either lowering or eliminating pain. Another thing is stress, and we have people who come to us for stress. One thing I found, talking about stress, in San Diego, we are a Navy town. And one morning when I was coming out of a church, this mother had this little girl who was just having such a temper tantrum. She was just miserable. The mother was miserable. The little girl was miserable. And come to find out, her father was out to sea. And she wanted her daddy so badly. And the mother just didn't know what to do anymore. And healing touch works wonderfully on children. And the little girl, really, she was so frazzled, she didn't want someone around her. So what happened was I actually worked on the mother, and I was able to just quickly, within less than 5 minutes, just calm that mother down, just be able to, with my hands, with my intention, just calm her down so she was able to work with her child, and the child was able to calm down. So it is a wonderful thing for stress, but it also affects more than one person when you work on them. It's tremendous.
Now, were you teaching the mother how to do healing touch and then she worked on the child, or was it just because the mother was relaxed and the child got relaxed?
Actually, this time it was because the mother was relaxed and the child and was able to cope with the child, that the child became manageable and stopped crying and stopped having her tantrum. But often we have people come into class, or even on an appointment, I have people come in to learn how to work on their children. I often see a grandmother or grandparents come in because they want to be able to be with their grandchildren, and they help them out that way. And many times I hear stories of the grandmothers who come in and the grandchildren want to have the magic hands done for them before they go to sleep.
Okay. Any other examples of session outcomes or that you've experienced or know about?
I have one thing that I thought was a lot of fun when I first learned how to do healing touch, and it was easy for people to understand, is that I would find people, I keep walking up to people who had a cast on, and because they had obviously had a broken bone or some kind of surgery, and I'd ask if I could feel where the bone was broken. And people would say, what? And what would happen is that I could very easily feel through their cast where the bone was broken. And it was really kind of fun to do this, and I also would help people and do some laying on of hands to be able to help their bones heal. But it's an example not only of doing the work, but showing people how easy it is to feel the disturbances. When someone is ill, when someone has a problem, usually the energy in their body is disturbed in some way. And so you can feel it. And you can feel the disturbance of a broken bone through a cast. The energy comes right out through.
So, what do you mean you can feel it? What are you talking about?
Well, in our energy fields, our energy is constantly moving, but is usually very balanced. And when I do our energy work, we can feel the energy flowing around someone or in their bodies. And so sometimes what happens is if the energy isn't moving and it's supposed to move, energy flows through us. We are all energy bodies, and our energy is constantly flowing. But sometimes it will get stuck or congested, or if there's, for example, a broken bone, there will be more energy in that area as though the body's sending more energy for that healing.
Okay. Let's talk about the education part of it. So you mentioned that there's 5 levels of training. Why don't you go through each level one at a time? Just kind of let us know what the focus is of each class, and what a student can expect to learn at each level. Why don't you start with the first level?
Sure. The first level, of course, is level 1. And in that class, that is the class that you probably get the most information, because we want you to leave there and be able to do that work. So one of the things about the class that I absolutely love is when you go to a class, you not only get the lecture on how to do something, but you get to practice doing that work, and you get to experience doing that work. So therefore, when you leave, and we usually teach it on a weekend over 2 days, when you leave, what happens is that you are functional. You can do the work when you leave. And so we start out, and we have the most level of techniques that we show you. And we also, what we do is we bring the people in who are people who have had a lot of experience and people who haven't had any, and we give them the basis. We give them the basic information about energy work, energy medicine, but then we teach them the techniques, and then we move on from there. So, and it shows people how to ground themselves and how to let energy flow through them so that they are able to let the energy flow through to another person. So, because whenever we do our energy work, we are not taking our energy and taking our physical energy and giving it to someone else. We learn how to let the universal energy flow through us so the other person is able to take the amount of energy that they need for their healing. It's a very different idea than a lot of healing that we do in our traditional medicine, because we get into the idea of we allow that person's body to heal. And so we learn about that. We allow the person's body to heal through the energy, and that we are not forcing energy through, but letting that person's own body, its own knowledge, be able to heal itself the way it knows it needs to take the energy, and it uses the energy the way it's supposed to do, the way it's supposed to use it in the body, the way it needs it. And so we learn different techniques. We learn about 15 different techniques in level one.
Wow, okay. And so this allowing, does everybody, all your students, get that? Do they understand that principle? Or, I mean, is it easily done or easily understood by all?
Well, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. But if someone decides that they need that, what happens is that people will want to help someone. I mean, everybody does. Everyone.
Sure.
If I see someone who's ill, I want to help. And so it can be a problem. Is I want to send them. I want to give them. I want to do my best. I want to do and give everything to a person who may be ill or who may be hurting. And actually, we are better off to let that person, with the infinite knowledge, infinite energy that person has, that person's body has this knowledge, and it says, let me take what I need. And so my responsibility as a healer is to just allow that person to be available to that person and allow that person to take the energy that person needs for the healing.
So you're really not getting into codependency and you're not fixing people. It's really a whole different process than that.
It totally is. It's a total turnaround from a lot of therapies that you see where someone, if they're saying this person needs this, or it's even allopathic where you need to take a drug, you need to do this, I need to do this. What happens is that I stand back and I am a facilitator. What I am doing is I am becoming, as the Indians say, a hollow bone. I let the energy that I've learned to bring through my body and out my hands, and I let that go to that person's energy field, and that person's energy field and body uses the energy it needs, and I allow it to do that. I don't say, you need this, you need to do that, you need to add this or put a color in or put an energy in. I let that body take what it needs, and then that body is able to heal itself.
So you're talking about the energy as it, allow it to do what it needs to do. I mean, is there a religious premise to this, or is it spiritual, or is it just intention? What is this energy that you're talking about that's going through you, the hollow bone?
Well, I call it the universal energy, but it's also an energy of intention. It's in our intention. We do work by intention. Intention of our highest good to someone else's highest good. And so we also, from that intention, I get through the energy. I go into my heart. I go into the energy of my heart chakra, my heart center, which is an incredible, powerful energy. If anyone's studied heart math, the heart energy is the strongest energy in the body. And so I get into my heart energy, and that's part of what I allow to come through, is I bring that universal energy and that love, that wonderful, incredible energy, with the intention of whatever is the best for you. And I hold you in my love, I hold you in the universal energy. And it's whatever is the best for that person. So highest good to highest good. That is what I'm looking for. And I try and get out of my way of expecting something to happen, of wanting something to happen. I would like someone to feel better. I would like someone to heal. But I get away from that, and I step away from that, and I understand after a period of time that people take a certain amount of time to heal. People need to heal. Sometimes they need to heal emotionally before they can heal physically.
Okay. So give me a little more of the specifics in level one. You talk about intention, disallow. What are you doing? Are you doing something with your hands? Are you just sitting there? What's the process look like?
Okay. Well, and when our process, we have different techniques that we use, and sometimes we will have our hands on someone's body lightly, or we will have it in a little above the body in the energy field, just above the person's body.
So are they dressed?
Oh, people are dressed. That's one thing I loved about Healing Touch, is people are dressed. They can be under blankets. They are generally on a massage table, but we also do it in hospitals, so they can be in a hospital bed. They can be in a hospital bed under sheets and blankets. So, yes, they are dressed.
Okay.
And covered if they need. And comfortable. And we try and make them comfortable. And then we, with a light touch, we allow energy to run through us. We go from our highest good, our intention of highest good to highest good. And some of these techniques have been from different healers. We have different healers we take our techniques from. The program was developed by Janet Mencken, and she developed several techniques, and one of the techniques is one that you would see, which is called magnetic clearing, and that is one where we take our hands above the someone's body, and we just rake, use our fingers like rakes, and go through the energetic field from just above the head all the way past the feet, for about a foot of past, 12 inches past the feet, let's say.
Okay.
And what we are doing with our intention is pulling out any of the energies that is not serving that person at the time. So you may see someone with their hands going from head to toe just above someone's body with a raking, and it looks like they're raking. Or you may find that we are doing something called a chakra connection. And that was given to us. It's a technique developed by Brew Joy. And that one is one where we are connecting chakras in the body, the energy between
chakras.
What
do you mean by connecting chakras?
What we do is, for example, we put our hands, for example, between the ankle and the knee. And these are our minor chakras, but the ankle and the knee. And what we would do is just allow the energy to flow through us, and what happens is that the energy will fill up between the ankle and the knee. So we're filling the energy, letting it flow back and forth between the ankle and the knee, and as we do this, we work up the body from the smaller chakras to the 7 major chakras up the body, and we energize these and balance them. And it is a tremendous, tremendous technique. It energizes the body. It energizes the field. It totally, it's like you've been totally rejuvenated after you've had a chakra connection.
Okay, so you just described two techniques that kind of work on the whole body. What if I've got I stubbed my toe, or I have a headache, or I bumped my elbow? I mean, what do you do for something like that in a level one?
Oh, okay. Well, in a level one, we also do, you're doing all these little pain problems that you have. I kind of call it Band-Aid techniques. And for pain care, if someone has bumped their toe, we have what we call ultrasound, or we have something we call laser. We're using our hands doing these techniques, being like an ultrasound, working like an ultrasound, working like a laser. And what we're doing is breaking up congestion in the energy field and in the body, because what happens is the energy gets stuck. It gets all, it might get like knotted up or balled up, and it's tight. And so we want to break it up so it can flow again. So that's what we're doing, is when we have little places in the body that might hurt, then we can easily go, it doesn't have to be full body, we can easily go to a specific area. Or, you know, if you bumped your elbow, the first reaction you have is to put your hand right on it.
Sure.
And hold it. Well, that is actually one of the techniques that people do. It's hands-on. We don't even move it. We just put our hands there and allow energy to flow through. And that's a natural automatic response that we have, that we do, that you do yourself. And we also do that. We put our hands right on the hurt, wherever it's hurting, and allow that energy to flow in. Or we might take our hands above it and kind of try and brush it away.
Okay, so, and just briefly again, just describe what level one is all about, then let's talk about level two.
Okay. In level one, we give you the most techniques that we do in a class, which is about 14 or 15 techniques, and what we are doing is bringing everybody together, and we are giving you a basis to move on from that level one if you are interested, or we're sending you out equipped to take care of all the bumps and bruises and things that you can have, all the little quickies that we can take care of in that class. So it really helps with pain. It helps with stress. It helps with anxiety. And it helps, another thing it helps with is, one of the techniques I didn't get a chance to mention was, we have a chakra spread that we use, given to us by a hospice nurse. And it helps with people who are passing, but it also helps when there's any time of transition. And so that is a wonderful technique that we have, that
okay.
we include for that. So I love to see the hospice people come in, but I like to see this also, we use this technique for people who are getting divorced or someone who is going to have heart surgery. So there's many times that we have, that we can use that chakra spread.
Okay, and so then there's level two. How long do you need to wait until you show up for a level two? And is there any other prerequisites or requirements to get into a level two? And tell me what a level two is all about.
Well, level two, you have to have level one. That's the first thing. And you really do not have to wait if you are comfortable with the level one techniques. And I would suggest you do them a bit. I wouldn't take it the very next day, but some people do. It depends. When we teach, I've been overseas. I've been taught in Europe and the Netherlands, and it was the only time that people could take a class. They took one class right after another, and other people choose to take a week to 3 months to 2 years to however long they're comfortable. So there's no real time between level one and level two that you need to take. It's just being comfortable with doing the level one techniques. And from level two, when you take level two, then we know that you're a little more serious as far as wanting to maybe even set up a practice, because we start treating you like a practitioner, and we take the level one techniques and add more techniques to them, and we give you 2 one-hour sessions that you are able to do for clients. If you want to have clients or your friends, it doesn't have to be someone who's paying per se. It could be family people, family members. It could be your friends. But what we do on, it's two different days. The first day, what we do is we put the level one techniques all together into a 1 hour sequence for you and show you how to, if you're, how to chart, how to put this down on paper so that you can remember from time to time what you're doing. And if you see somebody again, there you get to see the progress that they've made from going from one time where you're charting to the next. And the second day is a wonderful day because that's when we work on back techniques. And I cannot tell you how appreciative I was about back techniques 10 or 12 years ago. And so that is a one-hour, we learn a one-hour session about how to do backs. So by the time you've done level one and two, it's almost as though you feel like you could heal the world. Because we can work on headaches, we can work on body aches, we can work on little cuts, we can work on bruises, we can do a full hour session, and we can also work on backs. I mean, there's nothing really left as far as what people need to be healing, working on other bodies. The thing afterwards is level three, which is then when our healers are going to learn more technique, but they are becoming healers and they're working on themselves more. They are increasing their vibration. They are becoming stronger healers. So one and two, I urge everyone to do, everyone to take one and two classes and learn those techniques and be able to do that. And then when you really want to do and be a stronger healer, and I don't know who doesn't want to be a stronger healer, a more effective healer, move on to level three. And learn how to increase your vibration. And we learn that the higher our vibration, the stronger and better our healing becomes.
And what do you mean, our vibration? What does that term mean?
Well, what happens is that as we do energy work, as we allow the energy to flow through us, everything is energy. And there's a vibration to energy. And when people are ill, you'll notice that they don't want to move. They don't have a lot of energy. They're not moving. And there's not as much a higher vibration. Their body doesn't have that high vibration. And you notice, as I look at people and we do our healing touch in class, as they start to have more and more energy work on them, they actually become brighter themselves. It's a fascinating thing to see people walk in the beginning of the day and have energy work done on them, and their faces become brighter. So there's a light, a vibration of light that comes with the healers. The healers have, we also learn that as we learn to actually vibrate, we start to, in level three, we start doing Barbara Brennan work, and we are actually taking our chakras and spinning them, spinning the energy around us. There's a vibration to that. And so our vibration becomes higher and higher. We learn that as the vibration becomes higher, that people who are ill, you can feel that that vibration is very low. You can feel the difference.
So you complete level three, and the level one, two, and three, those are weekend or two-day workshops?
Yes. Level one, two, and three are weekend workshops generally.
Okay. And then what comes after three?
Well, level four.
Okay. And what does that look like?
Level four is, this is a great level. Level four is when we go and we go to, generally, it's a retreat center. And those are 3.5 days, and this is when people go when they really decide that they want to practice. And it doesn't matter what their practice looks like per se, as in with a healing touch practice. It could be that they want to just work on family and friends, or it could be, again, that they are looking to do a little more and maybe hang out with Shango. Or maybe they are someone who works in a hospital who wants to have a little more work there. But what happens is that we learn how to follow clients over a period of time. So we manage them, it's called managing them. And so we have people who come that we see more than once. It's not just for a little little boo-boo, a little cut or a sprain, we see them 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And over a period of time, we have clients that come in. And so level 4 is where we become, we are looking at becoming a practitioner. And so therefore, we have a lot of work that we learn that we do with level 4. Level 4, we end up having a reading list, because in the 3 weekends that someone is in class with us, with an instructor, we can't tell them everything they need to know. So what happens is that we ask them to do reading. We ask them to do some book reports on their reading, as a matter of fact. We ask them to go out into the community, and we say, please experience 10 or more sessions from people who do complementary work. For example, if someone is someone would like to experience Watsu, or someone would like to experience Reiki, or someone would like to experience other alternative healings, so that they know what's out in the community and they know about other healing work, but also it helps them build a network of, this is what I do and this is what you do. And we like to have people refer back and forth. And Healing Touch is never just the only, maybe somebody would like to do that, but if someone needs to go to a doctor, we send them to a doctor. If somebody needs a different therapy, we send them there. So it's one that we work with others. It's not, it can be a standalone, but it's not always a standalone. So we're doing this, we're sending people out to learn about their community. They're learning more, they're going to lectures, they have to read books, and they also learn that, once again, they are learning how to manage people over time, manage their clients over time by having them come to them and keeping records of what they're doing, of the sessions that they take.
And describe the mentorship process.
Well, when you go into level 4 and you want to continue on, one of the things that's set up is while you're doing all the reading and while you were working with people, working on clients and having sessions with different people, is that you are asked to work with a mentor. And the reason is, we don't want you to do this on your own. We want somebody who's experienced working with you and someone who could answer questions for you, because as you do things, things come up, you've got questions. I remember calling my mentor saying, oh my gracious, this was what happened and I don't know what I should be doing now. And he said to me, wait a minute. How are they today, the next day? And they said, fine. And did you hurt them? No. And so the thing is that every now and then you think, did I do it right? I'm not sure I did this or that. And you go to someone who's experienced and ask them questions and say, yes, I've seen this before, or gee, I can get an answer for you. So we always have a mentor with the people who are there, and they work with them for a year. That's a requirement, is that when you are working with the people, working with on level 4, that you get a mentor.
And does the program provide a mentor for you, or how do you get a mentor, and are you paying for a mentor? Or
well, actually, the mentors are pretty special people. The program does not provide, per se. What you're looking for is, you must work with, as a student, you work with someone who is certified, who has been through the program, and you are given a list of people, but it's kind of like a list of who is certified, and it's kind of like asking for a date. You need to find someone who you are comfortable with, who you can work with as a mentor. So you might ask 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 people if they would be your mentor, and you finally get one that is a mentor. You do not pay them. Mentors give their time, and so therefore, It's a real gift of someone to be giving their time to help someone. But this is what we believe in. It's helping each other and keeping it into sort of like a family. And if I've been there and if I can help you, then I will.
Okay. Is this level 4 another weekend, or what's the process in a level 4? How long does that take?
The level 4 is actually one in which The class is 3.5 days, but the level four is usually, to go from level four to level five takes anywhere from about a year to two or three or more, depending on someone and how fast they do their homework. Because level four is the time when they are given the homework to be able to do. They need to work on, they call it 100 cases. They need to do 100 sessions on people to bring to their level five. They need to bring their book reports. They need to bring their sessions they've been out in the community and experiencing. And when they go to level five, another thing which they must do is they must bring a personal profile book. And this is a very unique thing that they bring to level five. And it is a book, sort of could be like a scrapbook that people put together, but it's what you bring and put together that you want people to know about you. And so there's a story about one of the instructors who was going to a level five class, and she had all her material together, and what happened was is that, and this is when she, before she became an instructor, and she was applying for a job at a hospital, and that application went in, and her interview ended up being the same time as her level five class. And she didn't know what to do because she wanted to take her level five class to complete the program, which is the last step of the program, and here she had the interview. And a friend who had been going through her profile book said, look at what's in your profile book. Look at all the information that's here. Send your profile book for your interview. And that profile book actually got her the job.
Well, great.
Yeah. So if you put in what you want people to know about you, and obviously she had a lot that was great information that came through from the Healing Touch program, and her information got her that job. Amazing, huh?
Yes. So it takes a year or more before you show up in level five, and level five is the last workshop. So what goes on in a level five?
Level five is celebration. Level five is the class where we bring all of our homework that we've done that's taken anywhere from a year or more to complete, and it gets checked off. People look at it. The instructors will go through and look at it, and you get, yes, we did this homework. Yes, we brought this homework. We go over our homework in class, and they also teach people in that class. People are... When they're doing their level four homework, they are, and going over managing people over a period of time, one of their homework pieces is to do a case study. And so instead of just handing in, instead of handing in their little sheets on this is what happened, what they do is they write a story about their sessions, anywhere from 3 to 5 sessions about working on a client. And so in level five, they learn that they're going to review this case study and they're going to fix it up a little bit. Usually they have to fix it up a little bit because they usually are looking to send this in for certification. And so they are told what is required to send in for certification, and one of them is that case study. So on level five, when they turn in their homework, they're through the program. And that's a wonderful relief. And they get a certificate for that, going through the program, and then if they choose, they can apply for certification afterward. And quite a bit of their homework goes into the certification package. And so, therefore, that's partly why we go over all the homework in that class, is so that they know what to put in the certification package and how to fix it up, tweak it just right, so they can apply for certification.
So we have just spent about a half hour describing just the five levels. It sounds like a lot, and it's very detailed. How many people are going through this?
Well, we've had over 100,000 people go through our classes, and we're in over 32 countries.
Okay.
And the thing that is so unique about Healing Touch and the way that we have our program set up is it's very, actually quite strict on what our instructors teach. We are all teaching the exact same techniques in every single class and every single level. and this is just so important, so that when someone has gone through level 5 work of healing touch and has become a certified practitioner, we know exactly what they are capable of, what they've been taught, and what is expected of them. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts, because this is how we teach it. This is how we know we want you to do the work. Now, so this has gotten a lot of respect within the medical community because of our standards of what we do.
Yeah, I mean, several times you've mentioned nursing and nurses. I mean, is it, and you said this is available to everybody, but is it predominantly nurses, or what's the makeup of the classes? And it sounds like it is in hospitals, too.
Well, it is in hospitals. It's about 50% nurses and 50% people from everywhere else. The reason it is nurses is because actually the program was started by Janet Mencken in 1989, and she was a nurse. And so she set that up for nurses with standard nursing practice the way she knew. And it was in 1989 that she started her program with American Holistic Nurses Association, and she started her pilot program in 89 with 2 classes. And then in 1990, it started with 26 classes. We have 26 classes, and it spreads for hundreds of classes now every year. But the thing is that because it started with a nurse, it follows nursing practice. And what happened is that we also now offer CEs for nurses. But from that, we have expanded, and there are CEs for massage therapists and also for chaplains. And we're looking to expand our CE program. So we do follow standard nursing practice. Initially, nurses, it was basically nurses, but it was Janet Mencken who said, there were other people who were taking this class, people who are not nurses, and she said it's for everyone. It was her dream to have healing touch in every home. And so we follow that practice, the nursing practice, but anybody can do this, and everyone is welcome. I love to see the grandmothers come in who come in to take the classes and bring them to their grandchildren and their family. I love to see the massage therapists come in. They love this work because it actually makes massage easier for them when they find out that they can just gently use their hands and they can relax someone, and then they can do much deeper work with their massage because of this. I love to see teachers to come in. Of course, I'm a teacher. I love to see the teachers come in because then they are able to be with their students and just allow them to show them the energy and to be able to calm a class very gently and easily. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you are. We've had, electricians come in. We've had, my husband is an engineer. He's come in and he's taken healing touch. So it's open to everyone, and everyone, it's such a joy and a pleasure to have this, and it just changes your world.
Any research, any studies? So it sounds like you've been around about 17 years, so what types of studies and research has there been with Healing Touch?
Actually, there have been many studies. We've gotten done. There's over 16 categories that we have, but I just want to share one right now that has recently come across my email, and because it's from Lynn McTaggart, and she is doing the intention experiment, wrote that book, and she was just one of the keynote speakers at the Healing Touch conference that we had just a few weeks ago in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And she sent out an email on her newsletter and saying that she has been working with Gary Schwartz, and she's been doing these experiments with intention. And I was in a couple of places where she was doing them. She had done one recently up in L.A. with Eric Pearl and one of the healing conferences there, and then she came to the one at Hilton Head in South Carolina with the Healing Touch group, and she emailed and said that the seeds that were sent intention by the Healing Touch group grew nearly twice as fast as the control seeds, and that the result not only demonstrates the power of intention, but it also suggests that the experience, that experience counts, and that it makes a difference when you are in training to be a more effective healer. So this was quite exciting, and she said that she was excited to be able to work with somebody, the group of the Healing Touch people, because she really wanted to use healers. And most of the other groups, she's been using people with intention that they want something to happen, but she wanted to see the power of healers. And here she had the Healing Touch group and the power of the healers, and they grew, the seeds that she had done, had sent out, grew twice as fast. And I recently, I thought it was just plain fascinating, because people did not hold the seeds. They actually had pictures of groups A, B, C, and D, and were told to send the intention that the seeds would grow and thrive to a certain group, a specific group. And then the person who planted them was in Texas, and he planted these seeds, and he did not know which group had the intention, and he just reported the results. So I thought that was rather fascinating.
Great, yep. Great. We only have a few more minutes, so just quickly, if somebody comes to you for a session, can you just kind of describe what is a session all about? A Healing Touch session.
A Healing Touch session. Okay, somebody came to me for a session, and I would quickly want to get a little bit of a history from them, find out what's going on with them. I would have them get on my massage table. They do not have to get undressed. I would make them comfortable, covered if they need, and I would be playing some nice music for them, and myself, of course. And many people, I would be doing, it would take me about an hour, and I would be putting my hands gently on their body, maybe, or above. And I would be doing my Healing Touch techniques, which I teach in the classes. And, as I said, working for about an hour. And some people experience a tremendous relaxation. A lot of people go to sleep. Some people do actually feel energy going through their body. And it's hard to explain that other than maybe it's a tingling or just a feeling of something that's moving through your body. Sometimes people will hear a vibration that goes through their bodies. And what happens is I see people just become incredibly relaxed. Pain goes away. And often they feel even better the next day. Sometimes what happens is that they'll go home and they'll be very tired. They listen to their bodies, and I tell them, listen to your body. Go to sleep if you need. Or they'll be so energized, they're out there trimming their bushes and washing their windows.
Okay.
I do want to tell people that we do have a website that people can go to for more information about Healing Touch.
Okay, and what is that?
That is healingtouchprogram.com. Again, healingtouchprogram.com. There is a wonderful DVD that was just made by the Healing Touch program, and it is downloadable. You do not even have to buy it. You can download it on your computer, and it is tremendous. It takes about, I believe it's about 12 minutes or so to watch this, and it explains Healing Touch. It has doctors speaking on it. We have several doctors talking about Healing Touch, what it does. I would highly encourage people to download the DVD and watch it.
And if they wanted to find out about where to go to a workshop, is that where they would go?
They have lists of programs, of workshops there. You can also sign up for an energy magazine that they have, which has stories about Healing Touch. It has all the information, classes coming up. So that is another thing that's on the website. And you can also see my name there.
Okay, and you have a couple of classes coming up?
Yeah, I actually have some classes coming up. I've got one coming up in Atlanta, Georgia, the end of October. It's on the 27th and 28th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's going to be at the DeKalb Medical Center. And, again, that's October 27th and 28th in Atlanta. And I also have one coming up in Yuma, the beginning of the year. It's January 11th through the 13th. It's going to be a Friday night through Saturday and Sunday. So that's in 2008.
And these are open to the public?
These are open to the public. You can get in touch with me. It's probably the easier way to find out who to contact, how to register for those classes. You can get in touch with me through MargieHTouch@hotmail.com. And that is MARGIE, the letter H as in Henry, touch, touch, @hotmail.com. And I will send you where I'm teaching. And also, I am available to teach. I love traveling, and I absolutely love teaching. So I would love to come and teach in a community. I've taught all over the United States. I've taught in Europe, and it's my favorite thing to do.
Well, we're getting close to the end. I know Eva is a friend of mine, Eva Herr, who I'm sitting in for, and she certainly likes things that are grounded, that has science behind it, and it's not real woo-woo is what she calls it. So it sounds like this is certainly a possibility for all walks of life to walk into a workshop and learn a lot. But one thing that you didn't mention, working with clients, but can things that the students learn, can they use these techniques on themselves?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we cover in the class, is that once we teach you to do it on someone else, we need to have you know that you can do it on yourself. And that's one of the great things about Healing Touch, is you don't have to have someone else around. Of course, it's nice to have someone do Healing Touch on you, but once you learn the techniques, you can do them on yourself.
And you feel the effects.
Definitely. You feel the effects. You can make a tremendous difference on yourself. But I always like someone else taking care of me.
Okay. Any closing words on Healing Touch? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I have taken many different classes on many different types of healing techniques, healing, I don't know what to call them, different ones. And I always come back to Healing Touch because of its simplicity, because of its groundedness, and because of its just ability of allowing. I am never forcing myself on anyone. And I get tremendous results doing this. It seems in some ways very simplistic, but and yet it is so effective. And it's easy to learn, and it is fun. And it's in the hospitals. There are practitioners all over the country and all over the world. And if you haven't tried it, it's time you do.
And is on the webpage, are there a list of practitioners where people can get sessions?
Actually, yes, there is. On the HealingTouchProgram.com, you can find a list of practitioners, and these are certified practitioners, people who have been through all the levels of Healing Touch and have chosen to get their names on the website, and they are certified.
Okay, anything else? I think we just have another minute or two.
Just a minute or two.
How about a little bit more about the program founder, Janet Mencken?
Janet Mencken, she was a wonderful person, and she actually was teaching Healing Touch in Red Rocks Community College in Colorado, and she was asked to spread it around, and that's what we've been doing.
Okay. Well, and we just got a little beep on our end, so we do need to close. And Margie, thank you so much for all of this information. And I know, because I certainly have experienced Healing Touch many, 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 many times. It's a wonderful, wonderful process to learn and also to receive. So thank you again for this interview.
Well, you're welcome, and anytime.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.